Bathsheba Crocker is co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington, D.C. She spent the last couple of years studying the situation in Iraq, and she joins us on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us your assessment of today's vote.
Well, it's clearly excellent that we are seeing such a large turnout, at least it seems in most parts of the country, and in particular that this occasion was not marred by a high degree of violence. I think it's a good sign that the security measures that were put in place actually had some effect today.
Talk about the Sunnis and the Shias. To bring the Sunnis into the political process, even though the turnout in some of these Sunni areas has reportedly been low, how do you move forward now in this political process with the Sunnis, certainly, and the Shia?
Well, I think that really is the key question. I mean, it's good that people turned out to vote today, but the real question will be, as Walter Russell Mead was just saying, what happens now in terms of how to bring the Sunnis into the political fold? And I think it will be key to see in the coming weeks how the elected National Assembly deals with things like appointing a presidency council, appointing a prime minister, or appointing a cabinet of ministers, and perhaps most importantly, how it deals with the constitutional process and looking to that process to really try to increase the participation of Sunnis and other underrepresented minorities in the political process.
Is the creation of this new constitution, will that give this whole process legitimacy?
Well, that's certainly one thing that would give this process more legitimacy than it's had. From the perspective of the Iraqis, that will be sort of the key determinant going forward, because if, in fact, they draft a constitution that is voted on by Iraqis as the permanent constitution, then that's sort of it in terms of the future political layout for Iraq. So that makes it crucial from the perspective of the Sunnis, as we're thinking right now in particular, to be engaged in that process and to try to make sure that they have a voice in that process that will be dealing with very thorny issues for a fragile new government, everything from minority rights and power sharing and oil revenues to the role of religion in government.
Will the election, you think, likely change attitudes toward the U.S. forces there?
I think it's unlikely to. I think the reality is that the insurgency will still be going strong. There will still be some need for counterinsurgency operations, and I don't see this changing the attitude toward the U.S. forces. I think the important question, really, though, is whether it changes Iraqis' attitude toward their own government. Mm-hmm. I think going forward, we do need to see Iraqis feeling that they have more of a stake in their government, and that may also start to impact the willingness of Iraqi security forces to fight to defend that government, which is something that, except in small numbers, they haven't proved willing to do up until now.
What about reconstruction efforts? Can this election have a palpable effect on the efforts now to improve the electricity and some of the other basic services that have been lacking in the country?
Well, it all really gets back to the security question and how much we see, if any, of a difference in the security situation after these elections. I think we shouldn't expect to see a major sort of decrease in insurgent activities, at least in the very short term. And for things like basic services and what's been going on with the oil pipelines in the country and the ability to produce oil, these are all very directly related at this point to the insurgency and the violence in the country, either because people just can't get to work sites to get work done, or because the insurgents are constantly targeting and sabotaging some of the key infrastructure in the country. And so I'm not sure that the elections will have an immediate impact on that right now, although I think the one sort of caveat to that would be, again, if Iraqis start feeling a real stake going forward in their government and in their government's ability to do things like provide basic services, they might start to play more of a role in trying to tamp down some of these activities, sabotage activities that we've been seeing.
Bathsheba Crocker is co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
The polls have now closed in Iraq. The turnout was high in the Kurdish north and the Shiite Muslim south of Iraq, but as predicted, the turnout was significantly low in the Sunni Muslim areas. There were several suicide bomber attacks on polling stations, especially in Baghdad. At least 25 people were killed and dozens wounded.